Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Maynisch steals second. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to third. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stewart scores. McNeely moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Heving reaches second base with a double. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Heving moves to third. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heving scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Flagstead moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and has Meyer trapped. There's the throw to O'Rourke and over to Brannan, who tags Meyer for the out. Flagstead scores. Tote moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Tate moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heving hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue bunts in front of the plate. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hebbing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Johnny Hebbing. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock tags and moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brannon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berry and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Blue scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sturdy. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Sturdy steals second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.